We begin today with the prophet Samuel. If you remember, Samuel's the prophet when he was very young, and God said, "Whom shall I send?" And Samuel's the one who said, "Send me. Here I am. Send me." So that's Samuel. Now, all these other countries, as Samuel grew and he was a prophet, all the other countries had kings. Israel did not have a king because God was their leader. But like everybody else, we want a king, we want a king. Like all of us, like kids, because we want what other people have. So got a king. And Samuel searched far and wide to find a king, which was Saul. Okay? Now Samuel is distraught. We begin with Samuel, who's distraught over God's disfavor with King Saul. Samuel believed that Saul would lead the Israelites and keep them safe from all their enemies. Unfortunately, Saul turned out to be neurotic, paranoid, and most importantly, he failed being faithful as a servant to the Almighty. Now God is telling Samuel, let's move on, stop whining, and let's anoint the new king that I've chosen. That starts the story. So Samuel does what God asks, and he travels to the house of Jesse in Bethlehem because one of Jesse's sons is to be the new king. Now Samuel assumes Eliab, the oldest son, who's tall and robust with all the markings of a powerful ruler, was the future king. But God says no. God tells Samuel, "The Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." That's a powerful and incredibly insightful line of scripture that describes God and humanity. How many of us are fooled by outward appearances and blind to the truth? With something as trivial as a box of soap, when the commercial said, "It's new and it's improved," we buy that soap. Next month, another brand says, "It's super improved," and we buy that soap. Now, how much better can soap really be? Okay? In the end, it's the youngest son, David, who is crowned king. David is handsome and he works as a lowly shepherd. Remember, shepherding was not high on the list of occupations. These were not strong qualities that Samuel believed a king should have. However, Israel was never as powerful as it was during the reign of King David. Now, Samuel would have never chosen David, and we would have never chosen David. Why? Because we would see a pretty boy tending his father's sheep, while God saw the heart of a mighty warrior that would protect his people. David was a poet to whom the Psalms are attributed. The 23rd Psalm, about a loving shepherd, is probably the most loved. It's an amazingly beautiful summary of our faith in God's protection and love. Like the shepherd who loves his sheep, the Lord will lead us from harm and provide for all our needs. When our souls are in a dark place, God will revive us and give us the strength to move on. A shepherd's rod and staff is a tool of protection, and it's a tool of power. When you see the shepherd's, you know, it's a crook like this. Well, the curve of a shepherd is so when a sheep is in trouble, he can reach out and pull him out. Okay, that's the crook. Whether it's, you know, the lost sheep who's in thistle, he can't get to it. Well, that's how the shepherd pulls him out. Okay, but rod on the other side, it's a strong, like if you look at it, it's strong and power, it's thick. So if a predator comes, the shepherd has something hard to hit him with. That's why the staff is such a prized image in the Bible. In the gospel, Jesus constantly tells us not to be afraid. But life can be terrifying sometimes. When we look at an awful time in our lives and think back, how did I get through that? It was God. God gave you strength, patience, and stamina without you ever realizing it. We often pray, please God, give me patience. Okay. Well, you have to be put in a circumstance where you need patience. You don't realize you have it because you're living through it. Faith is knowing that God stands beside us, no matter what hardship or evil we encounter. We should not even fear death, because death is coming home to our Almighty Father to be with Him forever. Ironically, the blind man in today's gospel is the one who sees the most clearly. When he realizes he was blind, so he didn't know who cured him, because remember he had the mud and then he went into the lake to wash his face. So he didn't know who it was. It was at the end of the gospel that he says, who is this person who washed my face, who gave me my sight back? And that's when Jesus says to him, it was me. He believed immediately. He knows what Jesus did for him. The Pharisees are blinded by religious rules and regulations that have nothing to do with the love of God. It's more critical for them to keep the Sabbath than proclaim a miracle. Now, we cannot be blinded by what we see and hear because it's popular. How often do we give up on an important cause we believe in because we think no one will see it our way and we don't want to cause a fuss? Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus is no longer physically in the world. So does that mean that the light has been extinguished? Absolutely not. It's our responsibility to shine God's light. We are the light of the world. We are God's love in the world. We are the children of clarity and truth. That is what being a Christian is all about. It's not about debating theology or filling up the pews in a church. It's about spreading the message of Jesus Christ's love to everyone. It's about living that message of love. Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. He died for truth and for love. So many people live in darkness. We have to be a beacon of love that leads all those people home. We must take every opportunity to spread that feeling of happiness and love, whether it's to the homeless, to those who are mentally sick, to those who's an alcoholic, who has an obsession with whatever is controlling them. We're the beacon that leads them home. Now, we're halfway through Lent. The church calls this Rose Sunday. I never heard of it. Brian told me. So it's Rose Sunday. It's like we had halfway through Advent. Now we're halfway through Lent. Take time to think about your part in God's plan. Be the Christian who sees with God's heart and not with human eyes. We do not have to understand everything, and we will never have all the answers to life's mysteries. We simply have to trust. And when we do that, we can wholeheartedly say the words that blind man said for all generations to hear, I was blind, but now I see. Amen.
Amen.